Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God from the book of Luke. Then he entered Jericho, and as he passed through it, there was a man called Zacchaeus, the head of the tax gatherers, a wealthy man who tried to see what Jesus was like, but he could not on account of the crowd, for he was of small stature. So he ran forward and climbed into a sycamore tree to get a sight of him, as he was to pass that way. But when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down at once, for I must stay at your house today." He came down at once and welcomed him gladly. But when they saw this, everyone began to mutter that he had gone to be the guest of a sinner. So Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "I will give the half of all I have, Lord, to the poor. If I have cheated anybody, I will give him back four times as much." And Jesus said of him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since Zacchaeus here is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost." He went on to tell a parable in their hearing, as he was approaching Jerusalem, and they imagined God's reign would instantly come into view. "A nobleman," he said, "went abroad to obtain royal power for himself and then return. He first called his 10 servants, giving them each a 5-pound note, and telling them, 'Trade with this till I come back.' Now his people hated him and sent envoys after him to say, 'We object to him having royal power over us.' However, he secured the royal power and came home. Then he ordered the servants to be called who had been given the money, that he might find out what business they had done. The first came up, saying, 'Your 5 pounds has made other 50, sir.' 'Capital,' he said, 'you excellent servant. Because you have proved trustworthy in a trifle, you are placed over 10 towns. Then the second came up and said, 'Your 5 pounds has made 25, sir.' To him he said, 'And you are placed over 5 towns. Then the next came and said, 'Here is your 5 pounds, sir. I kept it safe in a napkin, for I was afraid of you. You are such a hard man, picking up what you never put down and reaping where you never sowed.' He replied, 'You rascal of a servant, I will convict you by what you have said yourself. You knew, did you, that I was a hard man, picking up what I never put down and reaping what I never sowed? Why then did you not put my money into the bank, so that I could have got it back with interest when I came back?' Then he said to the bystanders, 'Take the 5 pounds from him and give it to the man with the 50. "Sir," they said, "he has 50 already." "I tell you, to everyone who has shall more be given, but from him who has nothing, even what he has shall be taken. And now for these enemies of mine who objected to me reigning over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence." With these words he went forward on his way up to Jerusalem. When he was near Bethphage and Bethany, at the hill called the Olive Orchard, he dispatched 2 of his disciples, saying, "Go to the village in front, and on entering it you will find a colt tethered, on which no one has ever sat. Untether it and bring it. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untethering it?' this is what you will say: 'The Lord needs it.'" The messengers went off and found the colt exactly as he had told them. As they were untethering it, the owners said to them, "Why are you untethering the colt?" And they said, "Because the Lord needs it." So they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their clothes on the colt, they mounted Jesus upon it. As he went forward, they spread their clothes under him on the road. And as he was now close to the descent from the Hill of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples started joyfully to praise God with a loud voice for all they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King who comes in the Lord's name. Peace in heaven and glory in the high places. Some Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Check your disciples, teacher." But he replied, "I tell you, if they were to keep quiet, the very stones would shout." And when he saw the city as he approached, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you too knew even today on what your peace depends. But no, it is hidden from you. A time is coming for you when your enemies will throw up ramparts around you and encircle you and besiege you on every side and raise you and your children within you to the ground, leaving you not one stone upon another, and all because you would not understand when God was visiting you." You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Luke.